We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orachaim, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Netilas Yadayim Lesuda. We're in the middle of paragraph Zayin. We started explaining the topic of Kohen and Levi, and Yisrael. And we mentioned that in the Zohar HaKadosh, it talks about a concept of Bracha and Kiddusha. Bracha is blessing. Blessing is a concept of kindness, giving, generosity. Kiddusha, holiness, sanctity, is a concept of constriction. Don't look at that. Don't go there. Don't do this. That's the concept of kedusha. What you're not supposed to look at, what you're not supposed to do, etc. Restrictions, tzimtzum, restriction and constriction. So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the Kohanim were bracha. By the Kohanim it says, right? So bracha is the Kohanim. Kedusha, which is gevura, din, is the Levim. There's a pasuk in the Torah which says, V'kidashta es ha-Levim. So the Levim represent gevura, the left side. Kohen is chesed, the right side. The Levi is gevura, the left side. And that's why it's so critical for the Levi to serve the Kohen, for the Levi to wash the hands of the Kohen, etc. Because when the Levi is subservient to the Kohen, it means we're making Gevura subservient to Chesed. We're making the left subservient to the right. We're showing that we want the kindness to rule and the harshness to be subservient to the kindness. Whereas Yisrael is the combination of Kohen and Levi. The Zohar HaKadosh says that Yisrael is made up of two words, Kael, which is Chesed, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim that says Chesed, Kael, Kol, Hayoim, and the remaining letters, Shin Yud Reish, spell the word Shir, which is the Levim. The Levim were the ones who sang in the Beis HaMikdash, Shir, to sing. So Yisrael is Tiferes, which is the combination of Chesed and Gevura. There's a pasuk, Yisrael Asher Becho Espoir. So we see that Espoir, which is Tiferet, is Yisrael. This is the introduction that I'm giving to explain, because Rav Moshe Zalman is going to explain about Korach being a Levi, and the word Levi itself means attached to. When we talk about the tzaddik, v'hanilvim elav, those who are attached to him, which means his students. So the Levi is the student of the Kohen. Rabbi and student symbolize Kohen and Levi. The pasuk says, ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das, v'toyri yivakshmi piyuk, yimal hashem tzvokesu. The Gemara says, when you're looking for a rabbi, choose a rabbi who's like an angel. Not just somebody who's got a lot of knowledge, but he lives by the knowledge. You know, he lives by the Torah. He lives like an angel. So he's called Kohen there. Ki sifse Kohen yishmeru das v'Torah. The Rebbe is called the Kohen. The student is called Levi. Compared to the rabbi, he's the nilvim elav. He's the one who's attached to the rabbi. And he's the one who's more constricted. The rabbi has much more. The rabbi has the much broader knowledge. The student is a tzimtzum of the rabbi. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, ki Korach hoyo Levi, shu b'chinas smoil b'kedusha k'yedua. Korach was a Levi, which means he symbolizes the left side in holiness. Avol mishom kol achizas hishtalshulus hadinim akoshim. And we know that from the left side, even though it's holiness, all types of harshness and judgment and suffering comes from the left side. The midas hadin, the judgment of Hashem, all of that draws from the left side. And the whole avoid of Korach's main goal was, should have been, to sweeten that harshness. How? By plugging himself into and making himself subservient to Aharon HaKohen and Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Kohanim, to the who symbolize Chesed, kindness. Shemosru laHalavim lisos haMishkan, and they were the ones who gave over to Levim the privilege, the job of carrying the Mishkan throughout the desert. Ubifrat Korach shoyom minoisei haAroin, and especially Korach, who was given the privilege of carrying the most important item, the Holy Ark itself. He was the one who carried that. He should have felt like he was the luckiest guy in the world. On one hand, you say, what do you mean? He's doing labor. I'm not the boss. I'm only a worker. But you're true. You are the worker, you are the Levi, but you've been given the most honorable work in the world. And by you doing your job, by you blending into the boss, into Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, who are the Kohanim, when the Gevura blends into the Chesed, that's Tikkun HaOlam, that's rectifying the whole world. Shoyotzorech lahamshich olav kedushas haTorah sheboro, and Korach was supposed to draw upon himself the holiness of the Torah, of the Holy Ark. And the most important aspect of holiness that he was supposed to work on was putting his mind aside, nullifying himself to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, to the true rabbis. Ki ze ikar ha-chokhmah. These words, whenever Rav Nosson Zal uses that word ikar, watch out. Ki ze ikar ha-chokhmah. This is the most important aspect of knowledge. The essence of knowledge is levatel daitoy legamri befrat neged Rebbe Amiti kozeh shu Moshe Rabbeinu Lavashon, to have the ability to put aside your knowledge, to put away your knowledge, when you come into contact with Moshe Rabbeinu, with the true rabbi, with the most learned person in the world. A person who wants chachma has to have the ability to shut his mouth and shut his brain and empty himself out completely when he finds a Moshe Rabbeinu, so that he can say, fill her up, Moshe Rabbeinu. I want 100 liters of Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that I already have 30, 40 liters of my own, and there's only room for Moshe Rabbeinu to put in 70 or 60 or 2 or 1 ounce. That's nonsense. Then you're going to miss out. V'korach pogam bozeh moed. And Korach violated this issue tremendously. You know, he wronged in this tremendously. V'somach al daito. He relied on his own brains, on his own knowledge. The cholak al Moshe, and he went against Moshe Rabbeinu. Hifrid smoil miyamin, and as a result of that, he caused a separation between right and left. He caused the left. He didn't allow the left to plug into the right. Ad shehizgabru toikef adinam olov v'nofal shel tachlis rachmanson, to the point where the left started growing on its own. The midas hadin, the harshness, just started expanding and expanding until it consumed him. Because when the left is plugged into the right, when the levi is plugged into the kohen, when givura is plugged into chesed, the chesed controls and limits the givura. It turns the givura into a constructive force, into a positive thing. But when the givura is not willing to be plugged into the chesed, when the givura is running rampant on its own, it just mushrooms, it becomes a nuclear bomb, you know, and it consumes whoever's with it. And this is why the Medrash says, look at Korach's words. Korach said that Moshe Rabbeinu did a tremendous crime, perpetrated a crime against him by shaving his head and thereby turning him into a fool. Because Korach was complaining that in his dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu, he had to be the fool. He had to have the brains to know that he has no brains compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. He had to have the brains to know to put his own brains aside completely. Whereas he was not willing to do that. He wanted to come in, he's a smart aleck. Lahavdil, you have a classroom situation sometimes. A teacher comes in, the teacher prepared. The teacher is very learned. Compared to the students are 6-7-year-old kids. Teacher comes in who's 45 years old, who's been teaching Chumash for the past 30 years, and he knows the Chumash forwards and backwards with Rashi, with 300 Meforshim. And the rabbi prepared himself, he came in, he's about to give a shiur for an hour and a half, and he's about to teach the kids thousands of new things that they never heard about the Parsha. Comes into the class and he says, okay, I want to tell you something interesting. Kid raises his hands, oh, I have something interesting. Interesting? I know what you're going to tell us. You're going to be... The teacher's finished, teacher wants to talk again, and each time this kid raises his hand, thinking he has something smart to say. And the time, the clock is ticking, the time's going by, the kids are missing out on learning thousands of things, new things, which could have helped her because one kid thinks he knows already, that kind of thing. You know, here Rav Nosson Zal explained that was Korach's problem. Korach's problem was he didn't realize that compared to Moshe Rabbeinu, he's nothing. And his objective is to make himself nothing. That way he'll become something, that way he'll learn. V'zeho yekol pegomo yekanal. And this was his crime. V'alkein pogam b'mashikora tagar al shegila soroim. And this is why it was a crime for him to complain about Moshe Rabbeinu shaving his head. Shaving Korah's head. Why? Ki hasarois hem moisrei moichim. Because we know the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that hair is the excesses of the brain. Hair symbolizes, it's something excessive, something unnecessary in a sense, coming from the brain. Ubikidusha hem givoyim moim. Now there's an aspect of holiness to that that's very, very high. Kial yodom ikar hahizboinus shemeir horebi amiti latalmidov. Because within the sphere of holiness, it's via the hairs that the Rebbe shines into his students. The hairs are like little wires, where kaviyocheli, the Rebbe is blasting electricity, light, into those wires to go into the brains of the students. Rabbi Nizal explains this in chapter 30 in Likut Imran. There he talks about the hairs being tzimtzumim, constrictions, these thin little wires through which knowledge comes into, can come into a person's mind. Avol kishem israbim yoiser. Now, if these hairs get too much, if a person has too much hair, bifrat kishyesh pigomim chas v'shalom, especially when the hair is defective, when it has a problem to it, hazayin echozim bohem adinim, then all kinds of judgment attaches itself to the hair, utzrichim legalcham, and they must be shaved, they must be removed. As Rabbi Nizal writes about this in chapter 69, in the first half of Likud Imran. Look over there where Rabbi Nizal explains a pasuk in Koheles, I think, where it says that the intelligent person, the intelligent person favors his right side, and the fool favors the left side. Rav Nosanzal says this is the concept where we know that one of the procedures for a metzora, a leper, is that he has to have his head shaved. What crime brings on leprosy? Lashon hara, moitzi shemra. Metzora is made up of two words, moitzi ra. A person who gives forth bad with his mouth, he speaks bad about another person. The punishment for it is leprosy, mitzoira. And part of the tikkun of mitzoira is shaving his head. Now we know that that was Korach's problem. He mouthed off against Moshe Rabbeinu. He spoke lashon hara, chilas, you know, mati shemra against Moshe Rabbeinu. Shemarumos beposuk ve'im mipa'as ponov yamareit roishoi kereachu. As is found in this posuk, where the posuk is talking about a leper, and it says there, kereach, Korach, that Korach is tied into leprosy because he committed that same type of crime. And it's for this reason that the Torah insisted that the Levim get haircuts like a leper, like a metzora, or like a person who's tamei, to shave off all the hair. Kihem misitra the smaller canal, because the Levim symbolize the left side. They come from that left side. Sheshom ne'echozim adinim. And it's that left side where all types of harshness and judgment is tied into that. Ve'ikar bahasarois v'kanam. And the main place where it plugs into is the hair. This is why it's so important for a Jew not to have long hair in the places where you're not supposed to. You know, the Arizal, the Zohar Kodesh, and the Chumash and Gemara show us where a Jew is permitted to have hair, where it's a positive item to have hair. The peyos, the beard, those are places where it's a positive, it's an item of holiness. Whereas chas v'shalom, if a person has long hair in the place where they put the tefillin, on the front of their, you know, on the front, or in the back, they grow long hair in the back, ponytails, that kind of stuff, that the Zohar HaKadosh and Sefer HaKadosh show that that brings midas hadin to the person, the harshness, judgment. There the hair is a tomei item, it's a negative item. Exactly, Avshalom, the son of King David, who ended up being hanging from a tree by his hair. He was running away, and his horse went under a tree, and his hair got caught in the tree, and that's how he died. He got killed. Yoav threw spears at him. Hair represents gaiva, arrogance, or when it's in the wrong places. Avol kol ze iyev shelohavim. However, Rav Nosanzal writes, what we're saying, this whole thing about left and right and harshness in it, is something that a person can't understand rationally necessarily, Ki klolius smola biyamina yevshe lahasa bishleimus. Because this whole concept of the left and right being merged together is something which is very deep. It's something that we cannot understand necessarily. V'alkein tsyog lachochma shtika. And therefore, sometimes you have to put a fence around your knowledge. And the fence is, close your mouth, be quiet. You don't understand something? Sometimes it's good to ask and question and challenge. And sometimes you have to just keep quiet. Don't ask, don't discuss it. This item is not for discussion. Shehi bi'atzmo horemozam anal sheyesh bi'am ha'chochma, which is tied into the hints in the sea of knowledge that we spoke about earlier, this concept of remozim shebi'am ha'chochma. Ki yesh kamo dvorim shein mevinu aysam rak al yidei b'china shtika shebi'chines remozim shebi'chines haras ha'rotzen. Because there are many items which we cannot understand. The only way you can understand them is through silence. By not discussing it, by being silent about it, not talking about it, it's possible mentally to understand it. Whereas if you try to put it into words, or you try to start discussing it, you get off the track, you get lost. Shehu b'chinas ramozim, b'chinas haras ha'rotzon, this concept of hints, this concept of haras ha'rotzon. V'ikar ha'hizboinenus shemevinim al yidei zgalos terosei shel Rabbi Emes Huma, shemevinim emenu kol echad v'echad l'fum dargei, she'ad kan tchum Shabbos v'yev shel avni oisek, v'ashe kosev shem b'bir b'inyan ha'makifim. And Rav Nosson Zal writes that one of the most important aspects of understanding that a Jew receives from a tzaddik is that as a result of learning the Torah of the tzaddik and understanding all the things that the tzaddik reveals, the person gets a realization to know what he can understand and what he cannot understand. This is why sometimes a person has to keep quiet so that he shouldn't start entering into dangerous waters. He shouldn't start entering into a place where he's going to ask questions which there isn't enough time to answer. They're above the concept of time in a sense. Nimtza, she'ikar ma shemedaper horavim kol echad v'echad omer boidas latzil me'avoynes. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, one of the main reasons why a rabbi speaks to people and he teaches them and he tries to prevent them from committing sins by teaching them, one of the main things he teaches them is that they should realize that there is true knowledge, and therefore he should have faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah, faith in tzaddikim, to the point where he can rise to a level of plugging into Hashem's infinite light, plugging into the Seoros HaRotzon. Avol tekev k'sheroitz lohovan alachas b'daitoi hu poigim b'zeh. However, the minute that a person tries to understand what he's not supposed to understand, what he can't understand, immediately he's harming his brain. V'tzorech levreach mizeh moed, and a person has to run away from that tremendously. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, b'muflo mimcha al tidroish, that in that which is above you, you are not allowed to discuss it. V'chol zeh hu inyan mashikos v'admor zal al pasuk kihi chochmaschem abinaschem leinei amin linyan seid hu ibor shiyesh bozeh chochma shiyechan legaloisoy v'af al pikein lo yedu asoid rak yovinu shasoid etzleinu ayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says now that this is tied into another thing. This is tied into something Rabbeinu Zal says in the Kutim Ran. There's a pasuk where it speaks about the secret of knowing when to make the year into a leap year, when not to. That's called the Soid Hoibur, which is one of the deepest things in Yiddishkeit. So there's a pasuk that says, Kihi chochmaschem ubinaschem le'enei ho'amim. This is your wisdom, your knowledge, to the eyes of the Goyim. Notice the Goyim see that the Jews have this knowledge. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that a Jew has to have the ability to show the Goy, for the Goy to realize that the Jew has the knowledge without revealing it to the Goy. Now a person will say, how do you do that? How do I prove to someone that I know something without showing him that I know it, without telling it to him? And Rabbeinu Zal says there are ways to do it. There is a way where you reveal, you show somebody enough about something that the person realizes, wow, he obviously knows it cold. And yet to that person, you haven't revealed to them the whole thing. You've only given them enough to taste for them to realize that you know what you're talking about, that you know it completely. Ukamoikein hu bein Yisrael biatzman bein horava talmidim v'sharoilim. And the same thing holds true, this same analogy that you have between the Jews and lehavdil the goyim, the same thing holds true within the Jewish people, between a rabbi and his students and the rest of the world. Sheheim megalim chochmois ve'etzois amukois ugvois moid moid. The tzadikim reveal tremendous wisdoms and deep advice and great things. V'yafal pikein hasoid nishar etzlam. And after all they've revealed, the secret still remains by the tzaddikim. The students, even though they've been given information, the depth of it, they don't really have. The tzaddik has it. Rak shal yidei ha'izgalo shelahem he'mazbirem lo'ilam shenishar ha'soyd etzlam. It's just that even through the little bit that the students have gotten to understand, they have enough information to show the world that they know, that they know much more than them. V'zeh b'chinas poraduma. This is the concept of the poraduma, the red cow. Shemaseho b'chutz, where the procedures that were involved in sacrificing this red cow were done outside of the Mishkan, outside the Beis Hamikdash, not inside. V'hi choyk sosum v'ne'elam b'yosem mikol ha-mitzvos. This is the most hidden secret of all the mitzvahs. Ki b'ha-korbon o'yishoy b'beis ha-mikdash ha-idei zeh nichlelu ho'ilomois b'buchinas el yoyrim l'mata v'tachton el malak ma shekosu b'nyan ha-galgal b'nyan ha-dreidl shezeh ikra tikin. Because regarding the sacrifices that were brought inside the Beis Hamikdash, there we know that they were being brought in a place where heaven and earth came together. The Beis Hamikdash was a place where heaven and earth came together, and by bringing a sacrifice in the Beis Hamikdash, you affect a tremendous tikkun. V'yafal pi kein, v'yafal pi shegam soid ze yefshel hasid. And even though we can't really understand that completely, we can't really understand what it means, heaven and earth coming together, al kol ze me'ach ha'shoy avodes ha'korbonos be'Beis Hamikdash yechon l'daba b'zeh. The fact that these sacrifices were brought in the Beis Hamikdash, we have the ability to talk about it. Ki b'Beis Hamikdash hayo kol ha'Torah v'chol ha'asogos. Because in the Beis Hamikdash, you had the Torah, and you had all aspects of understanding of Hashem. Aval Parah, whereas the Paraduma, Maseho b'chutz mamish. All the procedures involving the Paraduma were done outside the Mishkan, outside the Beis Hamikdash. V'hi chuka nifla'o moed. And it's an incredible, deep concept, deep secret, the secret of Paraduma. Rak kol avodoso hoyo aydei sheshochatoiso neged pesach hoyo moed sheshochta b'chutz v'stakal neged beis kodesh kedoshim. However, how is the Paraduma done? The Kohen would take this red cow outside the Mishkan and he would shecht it right opposite the entrance to the Holy of Holies, so that the Kohen would be facing the Mishkan, facing the Beis Hamikdash, looking inside. But yet he's standing outside with this red cow. He's standing outside, slaughtering it outside, while looking inside. Zeh b'chinas le'eneihu amin anal. This is similar to what we spoke about before, about the Jews having the knowledge of the secrets of knowing how to make the year into a leap year, etc., etc. And it's le'eneihu amin. They take this knowledge and they put it in front of the eyes of the goyim. The goyim see it. They see that we have this knowledge. We give them enough information for them to realize that we know this, and yet we don't reveal it to them. We don't reveal the secret to them. Zeh b'chinas le'enei amim anal, shehem shechoz kidusha zo yisleida, shetzricha mi b'chutz, l'stake lefnim ala Beis Hamikdash, b'chinas ha'toyer o'sham b'chinas shebchinas ha'rabi amiti, shu'adas amiti, b'chinas mo'ish shebchinas ha'Beis Hamikdash. The Kohen stood outside, looking into the Beis Hamikdash, which is the place where the Torah was, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Holy Ark, and the Sanhedrin, which is the concept of the true rabbi, the true source of knowledge, Moshe Rabbeinu. He called me, Shiesh Boideo, Kiludim, the Beis Hamikdash, Biyama, because the Gemara says, whoever has true knowledge, it's as if the Beis Hamikdash were built during his time. So we see that Beis Hamikdash is a center of knowledge. Utsrichim Estakel Sham, and therefore, we must look there, we must look into there. However, despite the fact that we're looking into it, we need to realize that we're still outside. We're still far, far away. And it's impossible for a person, it's wrong for a person to want to understand those things which are out of his reach, those things which he's not supposed to understand. Because it's about that Shlomo HaMelech said those words. I thought I was smart, but I see it's very far from me. V'alkein, I see I have not, I don't understand yet. V'alkein, ha'poro metaheres mitumas meis shegoram odom rishon al yeshochem etzadas toivora. And this is why Paraduma has the ability to purify a person who came into contact with a dead body. Dead body is tied into the Eitz Hadas, because the Eitz Hadas is what brought death into the world. So obviously, Paraduma is a tikkun for the pegam of the Eitz Hadas. She'ikra pegam hoyo destakel b'madol havalei reshu. The main pegam of the Eitz Hadas was that Adam HaRishon was trying to look where he had no permission to look. He was trying to understand what he wasn't supposed to understand. Shirotzo lodas toivora. He was trying to understand the concept of good and bad. Shinim shochem yeminu smoil, which originate from right and left. Leida al pidas v'sechel kol shiroshim v'echim nechlolim yachad. And Adam HaRishon wanted to understand the origin of good and bad, the origin of right and left, and to understand how they merge together, etc., etc. V'ideze migzar misa. And because he wanted to understand what he wasn't supposed to, what he couldn't understand, that brought a decree of death to the world. Shehu pirut kanal. What is death? Death is separation. Death is separation of body and soul. V'alkein al yedei aporo sheshochad neged pesach oyel moed, sheze b'chinas hanal shemistakel rak meirochek al hadas hakodesh. U'mamshech mena kiddush al hadat oyel oven sheyesoid b'chochma amuka avlu rochek mimeno. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, through this paraduma, which was shechted in a way that the Kohen stood outside the Beis HaMikdash, looking in, which showed that he realized that he's far from, I'm not in the Beis HaMikdash yet, I don't know, the Beis HaMikdash is the center of knowledge. By standing outside, the Kohen was showing that he realizes, I don't know everything yet, I'm far from knowledge, but I'm looking in, I want to understand, I want to try to understand what I can, what I'm allowed to. And I realize that there's a deep, deep secret where, over there, inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Holy of Holies, and I realize that I'm still far from it. That's how a person corrects the pegam of death, the pegam of Tumas Meis, and the pegam of Adam HaRishon. The pegam of Adam HaRishon was trying to understand what you're not supposed to understand. The Kohen fixes that by doing a procedure whereby he puts himself outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the center of knowledge. He stands outside of it showing, I realize that I'm not there yet. I don't know. I can't understand everything. And yet, despite that, I realize that there are answers for everything. The answers do exist. Where? Over there, inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Holy of Holies, is found this great depth. And this is also the tikkun for the begam of Koirach. This was Koirach's crime. And this is what we're involved in trying to correct on Purim. Ki homon hipil pur hu agoyrol. V'rotzo lifkoim b'agoyrol shal yom ha-kipurim shenos na'koyin al shnei asir ha-mechad la-shem mechad la-zozer shusoy por aduma shemaseh b'chutz kemuvo. Homon, by drawing his lots, was trying to challenge the lots that the Kohen Gadol draws on Yom Kippur to figure out which goat goes to a sacrifice and which goat goes la'azazel. La'azazel means that it was killed outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Mishkan. And it's brought that this soer la'azazel, the concept of the soer la'azazel, is tied into the paraduma. Both of them have similarities, many similarities. Among the similarities are that Paraduma is done outside the Mishkan, and the Sora Lazozel is done outside the Mishkan. Vashnei Sirim Hein Bechinas Saroi Sanal. And these two goats that were brought on Yom Kippur, the Hebrew word for goat is Seir, Seirim, corresponds to the Sa'arois, the hairs on the head. Same word. Sinai Reish, Bechinas Hein Esav Ochi Ish Seir, where Yaakov Avinu said, My brother Esav is hairy. Shoyamole Saris was full of hair. Aval Basaris Beatzvam Shein Bechinas Shnei Asirim Yesh Beis Bechinos Kanal. However, Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to the hairs, there are two channels. It's channel A and channel B. just like by the two seerim, by the two goats. Bechinas leiv chacham leyaminoi leiv ksilas meilei. The intelligent person favors the right, the fool the left. By the hair also, there's hair that's tamei, we said, when the hair is in the wrong place, and there's hairs that represent super kedusha, the hair of the beard and payas. Ve'efsher lahasig zois. It is impossible for a person to understand all of this rationally, to rationalize all of this. Alkein srichin lahatel goyrol, ezel Hashem. That's the concept whereby Hashem says, draw lots. In order to figure out which is the soil Hashem, which is the soil Azazel, we don't try to understand, we draw lots. Drawing lots is when a person shows, I don't know what to do in a certain situation. When a person has a situation where they're completely uncertain as to what the right thing to do is, they say, you know what? Let's make a lottery. Let's draw lots. We'll see who's supposed to get it. Because I don't know who should get it. I don't know who should be given it. V'homon kofar bozeh. Whereas Haman denied all of this. V'omar shu yam shechagorel b'kshofav kirit sayinay l'izgabra al-mordechai v'chol Yisrael chasashon. Mordechai felt that with his powers of magic, he would have the ability to smash all of this. And he would have the ability to force the lottery to go the way he wants it to go, to determine which is the best month for destroying the Jews. And Hashem turned things around, where in the end, Haman and his children got hung through all of this. And this led to Purim, which led to Pura, Shemaseh b'chutz, the Pura Duma, where the procedure is done outside, and we look inside. Shehu ikar b'chinas omarti ech gemo v'hiru chakimuni. That's the concept of this thing where a person realizes there is chachma, there is wisdom, the answers exist to all my questions. But right now, I'm not there yet. Right now, I'm still far from being able to understand. Shaydeze ikar hatikun. And that's what brings about, that's the main tikun of this, of the procedure of Paraduma. That's how Paraduma has the ability to purify a person from Tumas Mace. Because how did Mace come into the world? How did death come into the world? Through Adam Arishin, Adam and Chavi, eating from the Eitz Hadas. What was that all about? It was about trying to understand things they weren't supposed to, trying to cross boundaries they weren't supposed to. The tikkun for that is Paraduma. The procedure of Paraduma, a person shows that he knows his place. He knows that there is a Beis HaMikdash. He knows that there is a center of holiness. There is a center of wisdom, and there all the answers exist, and yet he knows that he's far from it. He's not there yet. He's outside of it. He's far from it. But he's looking in. He's trying to get whatever little piece, whatever he can, on, you know, on his level. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, paragraph Ches, V'alkein koirin achar kach takeif parshas achoidish. And therefore, after we read parshas Poro, following that, we read parshas achoidish. Shehu soid kiddush achoidish, which deals with the concept of kiddush achoidish. Shehu soid hoibur, which is related to the concept of knowing when the month should be a full month, and when the year, when we add on a month to the year. Ki kol ze hu b'chinas soid hu'ibur. Because everything we were discussing till now was related to the concept of the secret, which only the greatest rabbis know, of being able to determine when the year should be a leap year, when not. B'chinas ki hi chochmaschem u'binaschem la'enei o'amin. As we quoted earlier, the Pasuk, where the Pasuk says, this is your knowledge and wisdom before the eyes of all the nations of the world. Le'enei ho'amim daika, the canal, as we said before the eyes of the goyim, that the goyim see that we have this knowledge without us revealing it to them, without us explaining it to them, they're able to see that we know it and that they don't, and it's left at that. Ayin Shom Batura Chodi Reb Shimon Anal B'Simen Samachala V'Tovim. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there in chapter 61 in Likutei Moran, where this topic is discussed, and you'll understand. Ki Iker Soid Hu Yibur Shu Soid Kiddush HaChodesh Sheneskasha Boi Moshe Hu L'Sakim Pegimas HaLevonam. Because the main thing that's called Soid Hu Yibur, the secret of knowing the calendar, which is the secret of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is brought that even Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty in understanding it, was to know how to correct the Pigam HaLevona, how to correct the fact that the moon is no longer, its light is no longer as strong as the light of the sun. And to restore it to the point where the light of the moon should be as bright as the light of the sun. Shehu bechinas klolius haspaklaria sheina meira shu bechinas halavono bebechinas haspaklaria meira shu bechinas hachama, which is the concept of taking the lantern which doesn't shine so brightly, which is the moon, and being able to plug it into and elevate it to the same level as the sun, which is called haspaklaria meira, the lantern which shines brightly. Shehu bechinas klolius hasogas dorimato shu meleicholaretz kvoidoi basogas dorimala shu bechinas aye, which is also the concept of binding together the lower level and the higher level. The lower level is the concept of meleicholaretz kvoidoi, as Rabbein Zal explains in the Kutimran, that for people who are feeling low and down, for them, we have to explain to them that Hashem is everywhere and Hashem is even with you. Even on the low level that you feel yourself, Hashem is there with you. And to plug them into the people who are on the high level, people who are very learned and feeling very high, who have to be shown, I am a koim kavoidoi, that you should know you don't know everything yet. You don't even begin to know. You should be first starting to search to find where is Hashem. Kimavur sham ba toiro kimarachmim hanal, as is explained in the Torah, kimarachmim yinagim. Whereby it's impossible to plug the moon into the sun, the dorimata into the dorimala, without the ramozim, without the hints, without the horas rotzim, something that's higher above the das. Which is the main tikkun for everything we discussed. And this is what the Jewish people are involved in before the holiday of Pesach. That's the time when the Jews are first starting to come close to Hashem. Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, was when the Jews first got together as a nation under the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu and started moving, started happening. Shemeir Hadas B'chol Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the one who shines Das into all of Klal Yisrael. She'ikra Tikkun Al Yidei Zeh, where that's what leads to the Ikra Tikkun. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'ayim Mizeh Ikra B'mokam Acher B'hilchas Peter Chamoyer, She'shom Mavoyer Inyem Pesach U'matzav Yisro Chometz Al Piator Kimrach Mimanam. This topic is discussed much more elaborately in Yoredeia, in Likutei Halachos Yoredeia, in Hilchas Peter Chamoyer, where Rav Nosson Zal discusses the holiday of Pesach and everything related to it, based on this chapter in Likutei Moran that we're dealing with, Torah Zayin and Likutei Moran Tanina. Ach kan nitvasfu dvorim rabim al inyan adale parshis. However, here I've added many chidushim related to the Dalet parshis, Parshas Zohar, Parshas Poro, Parshas Achodesh, va'adayim hasoid komus v'nela mitonu. However, this is all still very hidden from us. Rak sheroyim merochik. It's just like we're looking from a distance. It's like you see a light from the distance. Va'oid laluka milin. And with Hashem's help, I intend to discuss this further, Rav Nosson Zal says. Now, paragraph tes. V'hoikar. The most important point that I want to make is l'uvda. When it comes to action, how a person should conduct himself. Shehodom eich shehu tzorich lizohir al kol ponim echochmois. That a Jew, no matter what kind of problems he has, no matter what kind of things he's doing wrong, and no matter what he needs to improve, one thing he should be very careful to watch himself from being too smart, from watching himself, from thinking that he can understand everything and he can rationalize everything. He shouldn't consider himself a big genius. Because the wisdoms of the world cause tremendous harm. People that get involved in chochmas, if they get messed up from it. As Rabbein Zal writes, HaChochmois Mapilin Es Odom, that Chochmois bring a person down. As there's a pasuk that says, Roiso Ish Chocham Beinov, have you seen a person who considers himself very smart? Tikvah L'Ksil Mimenu. The fool has more hope than him. The fool is better off than him. The person who thinks he knows, that's the guy who's really in trouble. Especially if a person's chochmois lead him to make a decision of machloikis, to get into a fight with somebody, or disagreements. Makolshkin kishicholik al yedeza al ksherim imenu, especially if his chochmois lead him to a decision to get into a fight against people who are more serious about Yiddishkeit than him. And yet, because he's learning and he considers himself a deep thinker, he looks at what they're doing and he draws conclusions as to what's wrong with them, and he gets into fights with them. He goes to battle against them. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, V'yesh she'omrim b'peh mole, emes shehirei Hashem b'kosho mimenu, aval afal pikein elin esnai koreh lefi daitoi. I admit that this person is more religious than me. I see that he's more religious than me in certain points, but still, I feel that he's doing the wrong thing in this and this item. Where this guy thinks he knows and he understands and he sees this one thing that the person's doing wrong, and he's ready to go out to battle against them, despite the fact that the one who he wants to battle against, he definitely admits that that person is more religious than him in many things. Rav Nosson Zal says, as we find many different variations of this, he was talking about the machloikas that he lived through, machloikas from misnagdim against chassidim, and even from chassidim against chassidim. And this machloikas does more harm to the person than all the sins, than hundreds or thousands of sins. Person is damaged less by that than he is if he goes into machloikas against Jews. Ki machloikas v'sinas chinam kosha me'akol. Because machloikas and hating Jews unnecessarily is worse than anything. And that's what led to the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. K'moshan Razal, as the Gemara says, V'adayin ha-Soton merakeid la'akev binyan Beis Hamikdash ha-yidezeh. And the Soton is still dancing around, using this as a means of blocking us from rebuilding the Beis Hamikdash. Ayidei riboy ha-machloikis v'ategoria b'chol oilam. Through all the tremendous machloikis that exists throughout the world, Bifrat bein hachachomim vaksherim, especially among religious people, especially among learned people and religious people, where the Satan works out ways to get them into machloikas, to get them to dislike each other, disapprove of each other, because he knows that that's how he'll prevent the Jews from getting the Beis Hamikdash rebuilt. Ki kol zman she'odom shomer atzmei mikol mina machloikas haremes u'mevater datoi neged das haTorah v'tzadikim amitiyim. Because so long as a Jew watches himself and avoids getting into any machloikis against the truth, and he humbles himself to the tzaddikim, to the leaders of the Jews, yesh lo tikva v'olam, yeh sheyeh. There's hope for that person, no matter what, no matter what he's done wrong. Ki godol Hashem, because Hashem is very, very great, ve'ein yodim klal, and we don't know anything. We have no idea how kind Hashem is, and how forgiving Hashem is, and how much Hashem is willing to bring a person back, no matter how much wrong he's done. As is brought in Chaim Aran, umuvan sham, and it's explained over there. Sheikar hatikva v'atikun al yedei shemaminim u'dulas Hashem u'terosel tzadikov v'shein yodim klal. That the main hope of a Jew is, and the main tikkun is, by believing in the kindness of Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, and His Torah and His true tzadikim, and realizing that I don't know anything. If a person has that, that person will definitely get to a tikkun, no matter what. A person realizes how great Hashem is, how great the Torah is, how great tzaddikim are, and that I don't know, that person will definitely eventually get to a tikkun. Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, Al pi haTorah kimrachmim hilchas b'tzias hapas. This is going to be a continuation of the halacha we're learning now, but now Rav Nosson Zal is entering into the territory of making a moitzi on bread. What part of the bread we make the moitzi on first? Al pi haTorah kimrachmim minhagim hanal. Also based on the same chapter in the Likutei Moran. V'ze b'chinas b'tzias hapas sheyesh boi kama dinim b'inyan habitzua. This is also related to the topic of breaking bread, where we know that there are many halachas regarding exactly how it should be done. V'razal chokru v'dorshu pilpul harbe b'inyan habitzua. Kama shikosu b'gemara sanhedrin daf kuf beis. And we find that in the Gemara there's a major discussion and a debate, a deep discussion trying to figure out which part of the bread should I make the moitzi on. When I'm holding a whole challah or a whole loaf, and part of it is better baked, is more well baked than the other part,
Where should you make the bracha on? On the well-baked, on the less-baked, on the end, on the middle, etc.
Shemuvon sheyesh bozeh soidois amukim. Even just from learning at the Gemara, you can see that there's obviously deep secrets in this. Otherwise, the rabbis wouldn't be playing around with this. They wouldn't be discussing it this way. So obviously, there's got to be some deep, deep things related to this. And now Rav Nosson Zal begins to talk about it. Ki kol tikun b'tzias hapas shedik tukubay razal kol kach u'shetzrichin lirois levtzoya hapas bebrocha bo'ifen sheyizke b'shas u'achila lehoras harotzen anal hamavur abater anal. The whole concept, the whole tikkun of making a brocha on bread, which the rabbis got all hepped up about, was related to the fact that a Jew wants to make a brocha on bread in a way whereby it will lead to the fact that his eating that bread will bring him to he'oras haratzon, will bring him to a tremendous surge of desire of wanting to come close to Hashem. We had learned earlier that that's one of the main objectives in eating. That when a person, if a person gets to a level where they're eating the right way as a Jew, then during eating, they would be experiencing he'oras haratzon. They would be experiencing a tremendous surge of desire of wanting to come close to Hashem. And now the rabbis are trying to figure out how. How does a person have to eat? What are all the details of how a person should eat that it should lead to this he'oras haratzon? Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that when a person is zoche to bring together the concept of the son and a student, son S-O-N, Bein the Talmud, at the time of Achila, at the time of eating, he can be zoche to an incredible He'oras HaRatzon. Ki hamalchus shubchinas yiro mekabelas haparnoso me hayodaim sheyesh biyam hachochma shem bchinas remosim shesho meirin hamakifen shem bchinas mo bchinas shtika v'ze bchinas ein masichin besuda ayin shom kol ze heitev. Rav Nosson Zal over here briefly summarizes the main points of that chapter on Likutei Moharan. Rabbeinu Zal talks about the malchus, which is called Yira, and the malchus receives its parnosa, its shefa, from the Yodayim Shebiyam HaChochma. We spoke about these terms a couple of pages ago, which are the Ramozim, and that's where the Makifins shine, which are Mo, which are the concept of being silent, certain questions that you can't attempt to discuss. And Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moharan that with this we could understand why there's a law that you're not allowed to talk while you're eating. Ein masichin besuda, because eating symbolizes trying to achieve this he'oras haratzon, trying to get this level of he'oras haratzon, and we know that one of the main prerequisites to that is having the ability to know when to be quiet. That when there are certain questions being asked, a person has to be quiet, and that quietness elevates him to the level of understanding where he's able to understand the answers to those questions. Whereas if he tries to verbalize, if he tries to discuss it, he'll only mess himself up. This is part of what Rabbeinu Zal discusses over there in chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moharan, which is what we're dealing with here. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on this. V'ze b'chinas ma shekoso b'shulchan aruch shetzorech lohaniach le'eser etzbois ala pas b'shas ha'betzia. This is why it's brought in Shulchan Aruch that when a person is making hamotzi on bread, you're supposed to hold the bread with all 10 fingers. All 10 fingers should be holding the bread. L'hoirois to teach us she'alechem sho'ichel nimshach me'hayodayim hanal she'yesh b'yam hachochma hanal. This is to show us the connection between eating and the yodayim she'b'yam hachochma that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about. Where Rabbeinu Zal said that the whole shefa that comes to the malchus comes via the yodayim she'b'yam hachochma. So when a Jew is eating and he wants to eat bigdusha, he wants to plug into that. So he shows that by holding the bread with all 10 fingers, showing that he wants the hands to play an important role in his eating. Shaydeze kedusha suachila. That's what brings a holiness to the eating. Sheikro hu lizko isoz lehoras haratzon, where the main objective, the main goal is to be zoche to he'oras haratzon. Shenimshach alidei hayodayim, which comes from the hands. Shehem horemozim, the hands which symbolize the remozim, the hints that we spoke about. So that's this concept of holding the bread with all 10 fingers. Now, paragraph Yud Beis. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas Mehechon Koshores Hamoitzi. And this is what's meant when the Gemara asks, where should the moitzi be made? Which part of the bread should the moitzi be made on? And one of the answers that's given in the Gemara is, Mehechon de Korim Bishula. From the part of the bread that got baked, that got the crust on it first, the part that got crusted. That's where you should make the hamoitzi on the crust portion. This is one of the statements in the Gemara, and now Rav Nosson Sal is going to get into it. Ki achilas Yisrael tzricho liyos bigdusha gedoyla, because a Jew's eating is supposed to be done with tremendous holiness. Ve'ikar ho achilah hamasbias otam hu alechem, and the food which satisfies a person's hunger the most is bread. That's the most basic of the foods. V'alkein yeshboi asora mitzvois, k'mo shekosuv b'Torah v'Shulchan Aruch. And that's why there are 10 different mitzvois related to bread, as is brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Ki tzrichim levarer hatvua v'halechem b'kama birurim. Because we must refine the bread and the grain several times. There have to be several layers of refinement. And that's why we have to go through so much struggle and difficulty and so many different procedures before we convert grain into bread. For example, Shehem Hacharisha, first you have to plow the earth, Vazria, then you plant, Vaktsira, then you harvest, Vahabira Mimoitz Viteven, then you have to select out, you have to remove the chaff from the kernel, and then the kernel itself you have to grind up and separate the raw fiber, you know, the raw from the higher quality. V'achakach l'toychanoi, then you grind it, ulenafoysoi, and you filter it, ulenakoysoi misubin amursin, and you clean it from the roughage. V'chol zeh nimshach mechet odom rishon. All of this comes, all of this originates based on the sin that odom rishon committed. Shecheto yehoyo b'achila, which was related to food, to eating. She'ochal me'etz hadas toivora, whereby Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, which had good and bad in it. She'oz nigzar olo b'zeh asepecho toich lechem. And that's when Hashem issued this decree that you're going to have to struggle for parnoso. You're going to have to struggle to eat. She'heim kol hamalocha is vayegiyas anal, which refers to all these different procedures, all these different steps of work that have to be done before a person comes out with a finished product that's ready to be eaten. Ad shenase lechem, until he comes out with bread, you know, actual bread. V'hakoyel b'shvil birurim, and it's all for the sake of refinements. Levayer horav apsoiles, to destroy the bad and the waste. Ulevarer hatoiv, and to extract the good, to select out the good. V'alkein be'emes ikar habiru baruchnis nas al de Yisrael, al yidei eser mitzvois hanoges papasanal. And therefore, the main refinement that has to take place related to food is only done especially through the Jews, through the 10 different mitzvois that they follow related to bread. V'chol eilu habirurim levar hatoiv me'ara hoich me'apsoilis l'nachas atzvom me'moitz v'teven shim b'chines haklipois hakoim l'pri hakoil hu levarer hu emuna hakdoisho shepogam bo odom arishon. And all of these refinements, where we go through this selection to select out the good from the bad, the food from the waste, and to clean the grain from all the chaff, which means to remove the klipois, the husks, which precede the actual fruit, the purpose of it is all, it's all actually a refinement of faith, of emuna. Shepogam bo Adam Rishon, which is what Adam Rishon was pogim in. Shehu al yidei shedoichin umavarin mehamoyach hakashyos sheyesh b'leiv. Shebeleiv kol echad, which is tied into being able to remove and destroy the questions, the philosophical questions that we have in our minds and our hearts, Shemehem nimshochin kol minei kfirois, which lead to all types of weaknesses in faith. Shehem b'chinas haklipois, which are these husks, klipois. B'chinas moitz v'teven hachoifin alachito. They symbolize the chaff and the roughage which surrounds the true quality part of the grain. Kemuvon b'tikunei zoyar b'zoyar kodesh linyin birur halochon, as is brought in the Zoyar Kodesh. When the Zohar Kodesh talks about a Jew
entering the study of Torah and trying to clarify a law, trying to wade through all the different arguments and discussions and trying to get to understand what the final verdict of the Gemara is in a certain item of Hebrew law. Shehu bechinas levarer hachito mimoitz v'tevin. The Zohar HaKadosh compares the process, that filtering that a Jew goes through when he's learning, where he starts out learning all the different opinions, then he has to find out which opinions are rejected completely. Then within the opinions that are accepted, he's got to sort out and find out which is the one that's most applicable and what the final halacha is today, you know, what we follow. The Zohar HaKadosh compares that whole process to the same process that a person who grows grains and then goes through a whole filtration and refinement until he comes up with that part of the grain that's used to bake bread from. Ki hakol echad, because it's all one and the same. These two are one concept. Ki al yidei ho'achilo nimshach chiyus lahodom, because we know that through the process of eating, a person draws energy, life. Ve'ikra chiyus hu'adas v'hachochma. And at the same time, we know that the main source of life of a human being is sechel, wisdom. Kama shekosu, as the pasuk says, hachochma techaye. Wisdom gives life to the one who possesses it. That's what's really called living. Valkein hamaychol b'sharoshoy, b'frat halechem shehu ho'ikr govoya ma'oid. And therefore, food in its origin, and especially bread, which is the most important of foods, is something that's very, very high. It's a very high level of holiness, food. Ki mushrash boi koyach v'chius, because the food has in it energy and life-giving strength. Shehu b'chinas chochma, which is synonymous with wisdom. Lahachyois es odom, to give the person energy and life. Ulakasher nafshoi begufoi, and to unite and bind the body and soul. That's what food has the ability to do. Avol micheit odom rishoim yesh soviv halechem psoiles harbe shem moitz v'tevin. However, as a result of the sin of odom rishoim, it caused the world to fall into a situation where now the grain is surrounded by all different types of junk and chaff that have to be stripped and removed and refined and filtered out. Shehim bechinas hakashiyos, shehim bilbul atas, shemesavav enes hamoyach, ad shein yochoy lohoven ha-haloch al-buryo. That chaff corresponds to all the confusion that surrounds a person's mind, a thinker, which blocks him from being able to understand exactly what Hashem wants of him, what the halach is, what's the final law in what I'm supposed to be doing. Shehem dinei ha-Torah kedusha, which are the laws of the Torah. Shebishvil ze tzrichin lis yageya ma'oid levarer ha-halocha me'akashis. And this is why Jews have to struggle so hard to extract the law from all the different debates and questions and analysis that go on in Gemara. Shehem b'chinas moitz v'tevin, which are similar to this concept of the chaff that surrounds the good part of the grain. As is brought in the Tikkunei Zohar, that's the terminology that's used there. And when we talk about refining the bread, you know, refining the grain and refining one's knowledge, the most important refinement is to be able to come out with a pure faith. Shezeh ho'ikr, that's the most important thing in Judaism. Ki ikr tikkun ho'achilo ho'alidei emuna, k'mo shekosu b'makom acher. Because the most important rectification that's supposed to be achieved through eating is emuna. The most important thing that rectifies the eating is emuna, faith. As is brought, ure'e shchon eretz, ure'e emuna, eat with faith. Ki ikr kiyum hadas ushleimusoi ha'idei ho'emuna kemavur b'dvar v'zal kam apomim. Because the main thing that sustains a person's knowledge and makes a person's knowledge worthwhile and whole is the faith that's attached to that knowledge. That's what makes his knowledge worthwhile. וזה ביעצמו היא בחינס, האור הסרוצן, בחינס שתיקנל, שזויכן בשעשו אכילו, כל אחד כפי מה שזויכן לקפל מרבו ימיתי, הרזבן ותלמד. And this is what we mentioned earlier, that each and every person, to the degree that he's attached to his rabbi, and he receives this concept of the light of the student and the light of the son, that elevates him to a level of he'oras harotzoin, a level of desire to come close to Hashem, which is tied into this concept of a silence. Ki he'oras harotzoin ikro yaride shleimus v'emuna shezoich naide shemeir boi raboi bedake aniflo ki malaych ha'oretz kevoidoi ki muvon shom ba'tora na'o ba'sih ha'gdoi sheshdibur manu achakach muvon sevesibur ma'isi sayin shom. Because this he'oras harotzoin, the main way that a person comes to he'oras harotzoin, to have that surge of desire of wanting to come close to Hashem, is through shleimus v'emuna, by perfecting one's faith, which a person is zeichet to when the Rebbe shines into him the maloi chol oretz kevoidoi and the ayin mekoyim kevoidoi. V'yal kein kishebo'im le'echol es halechem shenasa me'atvua shekvar nizbara bekama birurim mimoitz v'tevin v'suban amursin. And therefore, when a Jew comes into his house and he's about to sit down and eat some bread, this bread which has already gone through all of these filterings and purifications, where they remove the chaff from it and they remove the lower quality, you know, the bran and the rough flour, and came out with that refined flour which is what they use to bake this bread with, shehein b'chinas hakashos v'habilbulim kanal, whereby what they stripped from the grain symbolizes the questions and all the confusion that people have about understanding Hashem. Shekol ze nimshach me'adas digdusha hadas hakdoisha shel harav shubchinas Moshe shemeir hadas hakdoisha b'chol echod lodas k'Hashem olikim, where all of this comes from the das of the rabbi Moshe Rabbeinu, which he's trying to shine into each and every single person on awareness of Hashem. Avol tachlis shleimus hadas hu hashtika b'chinas siyog lachoch m'shtika shubchinas haras harasun k'ram. However, we know that the essence of knowledge is silence. The ability to know when to be quiet, when something is above discussion, which is this concept of he'oras harotzon. V'yal kein kisheroitzin le'echol alechem, sho'oz ikram sho'chas achiyeshu achoch mevada shetzrich l'amshadi alechem azeh. And therefore, when a person wants to eat bread, which means he wants to draw the energy, the life force, which is the chokhmah and das that's found in this bread, al kein kol hatikun sheyechlena bebrocha bekdusha betara boifin sheyizkai deyachilas alech mazeh la'oras harotzon. The person has the tikkun of the bread is to make sure to eat it with a brocha, to make a brocha on it with holiness and purity, in a manner which will lead him to be able to experience a horas harotzon from eating that bread. Shehu ikar tikkunu shleimus hadas shenizbarer adheina avidei kol hov doishosu batfuah shenas alech makanam, where that's the grand finale, that's the conclusion of all the different refinements that were going on from when they first started planting the seed, you know, and growing this grain and refining it and further refining it and further refining it. All of that reaches its grand finale when the Jew takes that piece of bread and he makes a broch on it and he's about to eat it. He's about to use it to bring life into him, which will elevate his brain and his mind and make him aware of Hashem and bring him close to Hashem. V'al kein hizhiru razal ledakdek ma'oid be'ez habitzio eich levtzoya. And this is why our rabbis have told us that a Jew has to be very particular about exactly how he makes the bracha on the bread, exactly which part of the bread he makes the bracha on, etc. Bo'ifen sheyivatzoi v'yishbur alechem ad sheyich lo'esoi b'gdusha sheyizko l'kapil horas rotzim b'shas achila, so that the person will end up making the bracha on the bread and breaking the bread in such a way that will lead him that through his eating he'll be elevated to horas harotzim. V'zehu, this is what the Gemara means when they say, Mehechon koshor is hamoitzi, which part of the bread should I be making the moitzi on? Mehechon de korim bishula, from the part of the bread that formed a crust first. Shehu mokoim sheshola toy hoesh yoser, which is the place where the fire affected this dough the most. And there's a whole discussion whether that means the part that turns crusty first, or it means the part that turns hardest. you know, the hardest crust, the most well-baked. That's the whole discussion. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ho'eish hu bechinas yira, kemo shikosem al ha'acharam. Because fire symbolizes fear, fear of Hashem. We mentioned it many times. There's a pasuk in Chumash, Ki yoreisa mipnei ho'eish. When the Jews stood at Mount Sinai and they saw fire, it says they were afraid of the fire. There are many psukim that show that fire is synonymous with fear. Ki ikar tikkun kol hanal hu al yidei ha'yira, kemo shikosem sham ba'atranam. Because the main way that a person gets to do all of this is, one of the main prerequisites is yira, true fear of Hashem. And as is brought in chapter 77 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is related to our topic, where Rabbi Nizal writes there that one of the most important ingredients in helping a Jew eat properly with holiness is fear of Hashem. Ki hayira b'chinas tzimtzum. Because fear is an aspect of constriction. The person shrinks from fear. There's that expression, he shrank from fear. Fear is a concept of tzimtzum. Hayinu b'chinas shtika kanal, which is a concept of silence. The person becomes petrified, dumbstruck. They can't say anything from fear. Shekishenegalin hadas l'chaveiroi v'talmidov. When a person reveals his knowledge to his friends or to his students, and he, as a result of that, he eliminates questions and doubts that they had in their mind, however, as soon as the person has their first round of questions answered, they're ready for the next round. They have new questions that they want to ask. Azay tzrichin lasois siog ledvorov. The person has to put a limit, a fence around his words. Ularamez loy ad poi tavoi. And he has to hint to the student, stop, enough, hold your question, hold your fire, hold your questions, enough. You had questions, we answered some of your questions, relax. You see that there are answers. So what? You have more questions, you want to, not now, for now that's enough. We'll wait another day, a few days, till you think a little bit more into what's going on, that some of those questions will resolve themselves, and some of them maybe don't even need to be asked. Because on the level that you're on right now, you're not allowed to delve more deeply, you're not allowed to ask more questions at this point. Because there's a pasuk that says, in that which is wondrous to you, that which is above you, don't delve into it. And as is brought in that chapter in Likut Imran, regarding questions and answers, that very often, as soon as a person has a question answered, the answer activates the next question. Answering one leads you automatically into question two. And sometimes you have to be very careful about that. Sometimes it's worth not answering one, because even if you can answer one, two, the person is not ready to hear the answer for two yet. And by answering question number one and activating question number two, and the person isn't ready yet to hear the answer number two, you're leaving him with a question, you're leaving him with a problem. Shemavor Hashem, Rabbi Nizal explains over there, Shekol ma shemachnisin eze makif. As soon as a person receives a new piece of knowledge, something they didn't understand before, tekef nichnas makif acher, ein shemete. They immediately come up with a new question. They immediately come to realize that there's something they don't know, something else they don't know. Ayin Shom Heitev, look over there in the Likut Imran well, where Rabbi Nizal explains this. V'zeh hasiyog v'atzimtzum shemamshichin shehu hashtiko zenimshach halidei hayira shubichinas atzimtzum. And this ability to be silent, this a person gets through yira, through fear of Hashem, which is itself a constriction. Ki hoikar laham shechol of yira at sheyielo yira upachad ubusha lachkar bedaita hamegusham ma'ashen loy reshus. Because one of the most important things is for a Jew to get to a level of respect for Hashem and fear of Hashem, to the point where he's afraid and embarrassed to use his messed up brain to analyze Hashem, to try to understand Hashem, and to try to answer questions which he has no permission to delve into. Ki afilu hatzadik hagodol bi'atzmoi b'chinas Moshe mitzamtzei moichoi machmas yiro ve'enoi mabit ba'asogas alakusoi lamala memadrigosoi shomed bo'yato. Because even the greatest tzadikim, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who understands tremendous things about Hashem, even he constricts his mind and limits himself, and he avoids thinking into certain things that are considered above his level. At this point in time, Shezeu Bechinas Vayaster Moshe Ponov Ki Yorei Mehabit El Olikim. As we find when Moshe Rabbeinu had his first encounter with the Shekhinah, the burning thorn bush, he saw it, and it says right away he turned away. He hid his face because he was afraid to look at Hashem. He was afraid to look closely. I'm sorry? Exactly. He was afraid and embarrassed. And therefore, the Gemara says, when they ask the question, which part of the bread do you make the hamoitzi on? The part that has the crust. The part that the fire hit, the part that has the most fire in it, which means the part that has the most yira in it. Shehu b'chinas yira, b'chinas tzimtzum kanal. Shekol ikar gemar tikan alechem shiyaroi lachilas odomo idei zeh, idei shenef haboesh. Whereby the completion of the preparation of bread is the baking of it. Hitting it with fire, hitting it with yira. That's what completes it and makes it a final product, ready to be eaten, ready to be nourishing, ready to be sustaining, ready to help the person. That's what turns it into bread, which nourishes and helps the person. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, the main life force in the bread, which is the wisdom, the seichel that's found in bread, which is what gives a person life, the main thing that makes that effective is the tzimtzum, the constriction, the yira, the fire. The arcane, kol gmar tikun alechem hu al yidei ho'esh. And this is why Hashem created the world in such a way that how do you complete bread? You need fire, you need heat, you need... Because bread is chachma, bread is seichel. And we need to know that the shleimus ha-seichel is only when it has yira to it. It has that tzimtzum to it. A person who has seichel without bounds, without limiting factors, he'll go nuts. He'll go nuts so he can do all kinds of crazy things. Mad geniuses. Why? Because they didn't have that tzimtzum. They didn't have that yira. They weren't baked. They had all the ingredients, but they weren't baked enough. The alkane, b'mokon...
It's a half-baked idea.
Exactly. Exactly. It's lacking the tzimtzum. It's knowledge. It has a lot of thought to it, but it hasn't been completed. And the completion is that tzimtzum, that gathering it into space and time, you know. The arcane, b'mokom sheshomat b'hoesh yoser, shehu hecha dekorem bishula, shom tzrichim levtzoy alechem. And that's why the Gemara concludes by saying, the part of the bread that's baked the most, where the fire affected it the most, that's where the hamoitzi should be made. That's where you should start eating the bread from. Because that will give you the ability, through that kind of eating, to be zoiche tehoras harotzoin. Sheze ho ikur shenim shachayde b'chinas hashtiko, shenim shachayde b'chinas hatzimtzum. That's the main accomplishment that comes from the silence, which is the tzimtzum, which is the fire, which is the fear. Those are all part of one string, you know, all the same item. Ki betchilo kishahalechem sholem iev sholoich loikach at sheboitzin uporsin v'shoron oisoy lechatichos v'yachakach loyasin oisoy. Because when you first start out with a whole bread, a complete bread, you can't eat it that way. The way people eat it is first they break it, they slice it, and then they slice it up into pieces. First they break the bread, then they slice it up into pieces, and then even after it's sliced up into pieces, you can't eat it yet. It has to be chewed before it can go into the body and be used. V'oz daiko mechayes odom. And it's only after it goes through those procedures
and you take that bread inside of yourself, then it nourishes you. It gives you strength. It gives you seichel. V'chol zeh hu birur ha-halocha, shehu birur hadas. All of this is similar to the concept of refining the halocha, refining the das. She'achar shemavarin kol ha-psoiles, shem akash v'hateven me ha-halocha. After a person removes all the waste, which is the chaff, you know, from the halacha, that was meaning from the Torah, after he gets past all the wrong types of things, all the wrong limudim, where a person could think that it's like this and it's not like that. A person's learning the Gemara and he starts learning on a certain track, finds out all wrong, back up, go back to the beginning, you made a mistake. What you thought was a question is really an answer. What you thought was, and you have to strip away all the false interpretations and get to the correct interpretation. And even after you've removed the bad, Rav Nosson Zal says, still you don't understand the right pshat right away. Adayin tzrichin lilois es halacha. You still have to chew the halacha. Like you have to chew the bread, you have to chew the halacha. You can't swallow a halacha whole. It has to be chewed up into little pieces in order for you to be able to understand it properly and be able to know how to apply that halacha properly. Lahavino heitev al mechayna, to understand it really properly, lahachnisa belev, to put it into your heart. Ki hateretz loshen shvira, kemuva. Because Rav Nosson Zal says the word terutz, which is the word used throughout Gemara and Torah to mean answer, the answer to a question is called a kasha, and an answer is called a teretz. The word letaretz in Hebrew also means to smash, to break. Hainu shehatirutzim ala kushos hem b'chinas shvira, which means the answer to a question is something that breaks the question. Shemishabrim umevatlen es hakushos hat sheyoidem halocha alburya. We smash and nullify the questions until we understand the halocha properly. Umechalkin upoiskin es halocha lekama vekama chalokim upiskedinim. And we divide the halocha into all kinds of different sub-halochas. You know, once a person understands, let's say Hanukkah, the end of Hanukkah is coming up now. Person knows you have to light the Hanukkah candles, 8 candles. That's how we open the topic. But once that's the general term, then now what do we use to light? What's acceptable, what's unacceptable? Under what circumstances is what's unacceptable, yes, acceptable? And all the different variations and details and, of chewing up the halacha and breaking it up into little digestible pieces where the person really understands all aspects of it correctly. She'oz ikar shlemus birur ha-halacha. That's when the person has really totally refined the halacha, after he's broken it up like that. V'chein hu be'ikar hadas ha-pnimi lahasig v'leidas ha-shem yizborach. And the same thing is true when you're not dealing with halacha, when you're dealing with trying to understand Hashem, kavyochol, when you're dealing with the spiritual aspect of Torah in terms of trying to understand kavyochol, the inner workings of heaven, how things work. V'chol zeh, that there also, it's a concept of something that's whole that has to be broken up and chopped up and cut up and sliced up and digested, and it can only be digested after you've gone through that process, a process of refinement, stripping away the wrong from the right, the good from the bad, and from the taking the good and chopping it up into pieces that are digestible. This is all tied into what the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch call Bitzias HaPas, which means breaking the bread. Taking a whole bread, making a bracha on it, and then breaking it and starting to divide it up. So that it should be edible. Alkein Tzri, because human beings do not eat out of a whole bread. They take a bread, they make a bracha on the whole, that's the respect for the bracha, but then they cut it up into small, respectable-looking pieces that a human being would eat, not an animal. Al kein tzrichin ledaktek mo'oid binyan habitzua shetichle brocho imapas. Therefore, a person has to be very particular and very careful regarding this issue of bitzia sapas, shabitzia tiarak bebchina sabrocha. To complete the bracha with the bread, shehabitzia tiarak bebchinas habracha, meaning that the breaking of the bread should be a concept of bracha, shehu hu emuna hakdoshe bepshitus, which is the concept of simple faith, shemaminim shashem yizborach boros alechem, where the person realizes that Hashem created the bread. V'alkein onam avorach noisei yisborach al zeh. And that's why we bless Hashem for that. Dahainu shelo ilich noisei bekashis v'chakirois klal. Which means avoiding analysis and questioning in a wrong way. That was the whole crime of Adam Rishon and eating the Eitz Hadas. That he looked, he tried to understand what he couldn't, what he wasn't supposed to, what he didn't have permission to. Because now, after Adam Rishon, we, the Jewish people, our mission is to rectify Adam Rishon's mistake, kaviyochol. The way we rectify it is by eating properly, to see to it, to draw a bracha into our eating. And that's why you're supposed to break the bread at the place that the bread is most well done, at the place that the fire hit it the most. Fire, which is a concept of yira. Ki ikur tzimtzum hadas walidei hayira. Because Rav Nosson Zal says that the whole concept of tzimtzum hadas, being able to put boundaries around your thinking, to know what to think about, what not to think about, how far to go in thinking, that's dependent on yira, which is tzimtzum. And that's what gives the person the ability to put a fence, a barrier around his thinking, not to cross lines that he's not supposed to know when to be quiet. And once a person gets to that level, then there's zeicha to the heora sarotzoin, which a person can get during eating via the yodayim sheyesh b'yam ha-chochma. Ki ha-kol toluy zeh bo zeh, kemuvan b'torah. Because all of these concepts are related to each other, are interrelated. The yira, the tzimtzum hadas, the heoras harotzoin, and the receiving parnosa from the yadayim shebiyam hachochma, these are all tied into each other. Paragraph Yudalid. V'alkein tzrichin ledaktek levorech ala sholem shehu choshu v'yoyser. And this is why it's very important, if at all possible, that when you're making a bracha on bread, if there's a whole bread available, a whole roll or a whole challah, not a sliced one, not a broken one, it's preferred to make it on that. Ki ikar hashlemus walidei hayira kimuva bedvorav zal maimar azor kodesh ki basar dishtakach yira tishkach shlemusa. Because the concept of sholem is a concept of yira, as Rabbeinu Zal brings from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the term sholem and yira go together. The Zohar HaKadosh says, where there's yira, there's shlemus. Kemoshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, ki ein machsor lireyov. Those who fear Hashem, they are lacking nothing. They are whole. They are complete. So we see that when we talk about a bread that's whole, we're talking about a bread that symbolizes yira. It has that shlemus to it. Because a Jew is supposed to eat with holiness in a manner that the food should satisfy him. The pasuk says, when a tzaddik eats to be satisfied, he's able to be satisfied. Which is the opposite of the Rasha, about whom the pasuk says his stomach is always lacking. He always feels he hasn't had enough. He needs more. Always something missing. And the main ability for a person to be satisfied with what he eats, to feel that he's had enough, is dependent on plugging into this heoras harotzoin. Bechinas poiseach es yodecho umazbia lechol chai rotzoin. Hashem kaviyachol opens his hands umazbia and gives satisfaction. How? Through Masbiya L'chol Chai, he gives all living beings sviya, satisfaction. How? Through Ratzoin. A person who's plugged into Heoras HaRatzoin, that person will be satisfied. V'ikr Heoras HaRatzoin Nimshach Halidei HaYira Kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal shows that Heoras HaRatzoin is dependent on Yira. It's a pasuk. Ritzoin, Yirei of Yase. Yira makes Ratzoin. Yira plugs you into Ratzon. So if a person, through Yira, a person is able to tap into that Heoras HaRatzon. And we say that Yira is Shlemus. So that's why when you're making a bracha on bread, try to make a bracha on a whole one. Because a whole bread symbolizes yira, which is how you tap into that hora sarotzon. Shibuchinas yira, sheshon ikara hachashivus. That's where the main respectability is. Not in how big something is, but whether it's whole or not whole. You could have something that weighs 6 kilo, but it's half a cake. It's half a, you know, you have a tremendous, gigantic cake where half the cake weighs 6 kilo. And then you have a little cupcake or a little Danish that's whole, which weighs 30 grams, 40 grams. According to Yiddishkeit, the 30 gram item that's whole is considered more special than the 6 kilo item that's not whole. Alkein tzrichim levorech al hasholem shu bebchinas yira sheshon ikra hashivus. Kama shekosu besimen hei batora b'chatzaitzrois sheikra hachashivus hu hayira. As Rabbi Nizal brings over there, that the most important thing is yira. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, yiras Hashem hi oitzoroi. That the treasury of Hashem is fear. Kaviyochol Hashem's Fort Knox, Hashem's most precious item is Yira. So therefore, when we eat, we want to be zecher to Haoras HaRotzon so that we can have true Sevia. And the way to we get to Haoras HaRotzon is through Yira. And the way that a person shows that he wants to be zecher to Yira is by trying to have a Sholem, trying to make the bracha on a Sholem. Because Sholem represents Yira. Ki ein machzor li reyov. The Yira is something that's a machzor, it's whole. You have the word Yerushalayim, Yira Sholem, showing that those two go together. Paragraph Tezvo, V'chol zeh hu b'chinas Pesach, and all of this is tied into the Yom Tov of Pesach. V'ayim b'hilchas Peter chamoyer halucha dalid, shom mevor kamad voraminyan matzah v'yisur chometz al piyatoranal. If you look in Yoredeya, in Hilchas Petach Hamor Halacha Dalid, there Rav Nosson Zal has a major, elaborate discussion connecting the holiday of Pesach with the chapter of Likutei Moran that we're dealing with here, this Torah Zion and Likutei Moran Tanina. Val pi dvoreinu hanal yizboer oid b'chaz d'izborach. And based on what we've said till now in this chapter here, you'll be able to understand even an extension of what's said over there. V'haklal, and now here Rav Nosson Zal is going to extend it and continue. V'haklal ki ikur shlemus sa'odom shenivra b'shviloi hu shi'chaber dorimalem dorimata. A person needs to know that one of the most important things, one of the most important ways that a person gets to be complete is when the person is able to combine dorimala and dorimata, the upper levels and the lower levels. Kimavur le'el mizeh, as we mentioned earlier, where to really do this properly, the only one that really does this b'shleimus is the tzaddik hador. He's the one who knows how to teach the people on the highest level and people on the lowest level. The tzaddik is called kichol, and he connects Shamayim and Oretz. The words ki choel are begematria yesoid. Exactly. Yesoid is tzaddik. Tzaddik yesoid olam, the foundation. Ulechabrom ulekoil olam yachad. The tzaddik is the one who knows how to attach them and merge them together. Kemuva b'mkoyim ol b'atoran. As is explained in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran. Ayin sham heitev. Look over there. Chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran. V'chol echod v'echod kifi kiruv oila hatzaddik. Kain mekabel al atzmoi ha'arazois, and each and every single person, to the degree that he brings himself close to the tzaddik, he plugs into the tzaddik's ability to unite shomayim and oretz, dorimala dorimata, shaydeze kol tikunoi lo netzach, upon which the person's eternal rectification is dependent on. It's dependent on this concept of uniting shomayim and oretz, dorimala dorimata. Because when a person is plugged into top and bottom, that person will never fall, no matter what goes on with him. When he's feeling high, he's plugged in. When he's feeling low, he's plugged
The whole concept of tshuva that Rabbeinu Zal talks about. Im esak shamayim shamato vatsio shalinekum. Ki kol zman shemekarav atzmoy lahatzadik, azai hatzadik oichez biyodoy umoydiyoy bechol pam, ki adayin hashemitoy vietzloy. Because so long as the person is zeicha to get close to the tzadik holds his hand, and the tzadik always shows him how Hashem is with him. Ki maloy choloetz kevoydoy, because Hashem's honor, glory is everywhere. And the tzaddik has the ability to wake the person up and to give him the inspiration when he's feeling down and to make him realize never to give up hope.